Hey, it's Wednesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled Five Basics to Having a Strong Spiritual Life. Five foundational things that must be in place if you and I are going to live and have and enjoy a strong spiritual life. Now, again, what is a strong spiritual life? Well, that includes you walking in close relationship with the Lord. That includes you being strong on the inside. It includes you demonstrating God's character in your life, doing what God's called you to do, and enjoying victory over your enemy. That is a strong spiritual life. And if you're going to live that kind of life, there are certain things that must be in place. And so this week on the broadcast, we're talking about Christianity 101. And we are giving you five basic things to having a strong spiritual life. Now let's go over to Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to look there at verse 8. Joshua chapter 1. And on today's broadcast, we're going to give you the third basic in having a strong spiritual life. Well, let me remind you, the first basic in having a strong spiritual life was to go to church. The second basic in having a strong spiritual life is to find the leaders that God has hooked you to and sit under their ministry, sit under the anointing that's on their life. Now, the third basic in having a strong spiritual life is that you have to spend time in the Word of God. You have to spend time feeding on God's Word. You know, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says this, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What did God tell Joshua to do? He told him to spend time in my word, meditate in my word day and night. And what would be the result of that? You would prosper and you would have good success. Well, friend, part of being successful and part of being prosperous in this life is living and having a strong spiritual life. And so if you want to have a strong spiritual life, and if you want to prosper and have success in that way, you have to spend time in the Word of God. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 20, and it says this, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." And so here again, we have another scripture that's telling us to spend time in God's word. What's God telling us? Attend to my words. Incline your ear to my words. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep my words in the midst of your heart. How would you do all that? You would have to spend time in the Word of God, feeding on the Word of God. And what would the result of that be? God said His words would be life to those that find them. They would enable you to have and enjoy a strong spiritual life. And so, friend, you and I need to make time for the Word of God in our lives. If we have to wake up early or stay up late, we need to make time for the Word, and we need to spend time in the Word. We need to read the Word. We need to study the Word. We need to listen to the Word taught and listen to it preached. This is a major component in having a strong spiritual life. You know, a strong spiritual life begins with a strong spirit and a strong soul. Your soul is part of your spirit. It's made up of your mind, your will, your emotions. Your spirit houses your soul. Your spirit man is the real you. And to live a strong spiritual life, you need to be strong in your spirit and strong in your soul. And the Word will strengthen both your spirit and your soul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day." And so you have an outward man, you have an inward man, and your inward man needs to be fed. And the Word is what strengthens and feeds your inner man. Friend, if you are weak on the inside, if you are burdened down, broken on the inside, then you are not going to live a strong spiritual life. And so one thing that happens is as you spend time in the Word, your inner man starts to get strengthened because the Word strengthens you on the inside. In 1 Timothy 4, 6, it talked about being nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. Nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. Well, where would you get nourished up by words? You get nourished up by words in your spirit man. In Jeremiah 15, 16, Jeremiah said, "Lord, your words were found, and I did eat them, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." And so how did he eat the words, God's words? He ate them in his inner man, and they brought joy and strength to his inner man. He got strong on the inside as he fed on the Word. Jesus said in Matthew 4, 4, that we don't live by bread alone, but we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so if you're going to live a strong spiritual life, you have to have a strong spirit, and the Word is what feeds your spirit. The Word is what strengthens your spirit. You know, the same way you can be malnourished in your body, not fed the right things, not fed enough, you can be malnourished in your spirit, in your inner man. And so many Christians are. So many Christians have little to no time to feed on the Word. They make no time for the Word. They don't read their Bible. They don't study their Bible. They don't go to church. They're not listening to teaching and preaching. And friend, when you do that, that's just like not feeding your body for a week or 2 weeks. What's going to happen is your body's going to weak, and what happens to your spirit is it starts to get weak, and you can't live a strong spiritual life with a weak spirit. And so a major component in living a strong spiritual life is to make time for the Word and feed on the Word, because as you do, it will strengthen your spirit. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to look at a verse there in Ephesians chapter 4. Now the next thing that the Word does, it strengthens your spirit, but it also strengthens your soul. Now again, your soul is not your spirit. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, your emotions, and your soul is in your spirit. And the Word of God will strengthen your soul. It actually rewires your soul so that you think and operate differently. You see, a big part of living a strong spiritual life is that you think and operate like God wants you to think and operate. How strong you are spiritually, how strong you are in your walk is reflected in how you think and how you function. And when you are living a strong spiritual life, you are thinking and functioning according to the Word, and you're thinking and functioning and operating the way God wants you to. And so as you spend time in the Word will begin to rewire your soul. It will change how you think and how you operate. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, it says this, "You were taught to leave your old self." This is, I believe, in the easy to read version. "You were taught to leave your old self. This means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self gets worse and worse because people are fooled by the evil they want to do." And so he's talking about operating differently, not operating the way we used to operate. And then in verse 23, he said, "You must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking." And so you got to think differently before you're going to operate differently. Romans 12:2 talked about us not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, friend, when you get born again, you don't think in line with how God thinks. Your mind has to be rewired. It has to be renewed so that you think in line with this word and so that you think like God. And that is a lifetime process. Our minds are constantly being rewired to think more and more like God thinks. And when you think differently, you'll operate differently. And how you think and how you operate is reflective of how strong you are spiritually. Thinking right leads to right decisions. And both are reflective of a strong spiritual life. In other words, when you're thinking right and making right decisions, both of those things are reflective of you living a strong spiritual life. And so how do you get rewired? How do you get renewed in your mind to think differently and to operate differently? You spend time in the Word. And as you spend time in the Word, it is going to strengthen your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. It's going to begin to rewire you in there so that you think like God thinks and so that you operate the way He wants you to operate. And when you're thinking like Him and operating the way He wants you to, that is reflective of somebody who's living a strong spiritual life. And so what happens when you don't make time for the Word? You stay weak in your spirit. You stay broken down, battered in your inner man. And your soul also is weak. You don't think right. You won't function right. You won't think and function the way God wants you to. And this is all a result of you not spending time in the Word. And so you and I, we have to make time for the Word of God in our lives. And this is the third basic to live in a strong spiritual life. You must spend time in the Word. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, spending time in the Word is a major component of a strong spiritual life. Number two, the Word strengthens your spirit. You can't have a strong spiritual life with a weak spirit. And then number three, the Word strengthens your soul. It rewires you to think differently and to operate differently. And when you're thinking like God thinks and operating the way He wants you to operate, that is reflective of you living a strong spiritual life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You today for Your precious holy Word. And Lord, we make a decision today right now that we are going to make time for Your Word in our lives. We're going to read Your Word. We're going to study Your Word. We're going to listen to it preached. And Lord, we thank You that as we do, we're going to get strengthened in our spirits. We're going to get strengthened in our souls. And we are going to live a strong spiritual life. And we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled Five Basics in a strong spiritual life. We'll see you then.